I'd like to welcome you, kindly, to Shed Lisco. You may be surprised to hear that in the past this town had a different name. It was known as Karolat. This name was derived from the name of the Czech king, Charles IV. When this territory was assigned to Poland after World War II, the authorities opted for the official name of Shed Lisco rather than the popular Karolat. I'd like to invite you to spend some time learning about the history of this castle complex. The name Shed Lisco was mentioned for the first time in 1298. The castle, according to the document, was a wooden fortified seat of the Głogów Dukes. The complex you're now facing was built in the 16th century. Its current appearance is the result of the complete renovation from 1598 to 1618. It was then that the castle gained its look of a Renaissance fortress. Two wings were added at that time, southern and eastern wing, with the passage you can see ahead. On the ground floor there was an armory and upstairs a library. What is interesting, this was also when the sewage system was installed and two wells were dug in the courtyard. As mentioned before, we're now facing the passage, which is part of the eastern wing. The chapel is also located here. It is now the most precious part of the whole complex. The Calvinist chapel was built in the early 17th century and intended for the private use of the castle owners. The whole chapel survived until modern times, and its architecture continues to impress visitors. Try to imagine a bright, tall room with narrow windows and rows of sleek columns with intricate ornaments. The engravings and sculpted decorations were the reason for the exquisite beauty of the chapel. If you have the opportunity to see the castle from afar, on the right, behind the gate we're facing, you will see an architectural element resembling a semicircular turret. This is the apse of the chapel. When this place was famous for its interior decorations, the castle was the residence of the von Scheuneck family, a Silesian noble family. Numerous renovations and expansions made the Karolath Castle one of the most beautiful fortified residences in Silesia, with its large library and a collection of art. The most recent addition to the castle complex is the mausoleum, adjacent to the chapel. It was erected in 1914 by the widow of the late Karl Ludwig Erdmann, a descendant of the von Scheuneck family. Unfortunately, after World War II, this place was desecrated. The mortal remains, found in the 1960s, were buried in the municipal cemetery. The castle was already destroyed by then. All the wings, save the eastern one, burnt down during the war. Fortunately, the library survived. After the war, there were a few attempts at securing the ruins and renovating them. Scouts from Zielona Góra deserve credit for their effort made in the 1960s. During their summer camp, while they were on holidays, they helped tidy up these grounds. This is when they found many historical objects and cleaned up the whole area. At the moment, the castle is private property. An interesting initiative is the annual Lilac Feast, when the local community come together to organize a parade of historical figures. I would kindly like to invite you to Shed Lisco when the feast is held. It's also worth mentioning that the Lilac Feast is the continuation of an interwar tradition, when the owner of the castle, Hans Karl Erdmann, organized similar feasts with dancing, sailing trips on the Oder, theatre shows, and a parade. I will now leave you in this quiet place where history is still alive. Have a nice day.